KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin with the University of California. A state audit last week found that UC administrators hid $175 million of budget reserve funds. Yesterday, UC President Janet Napolitano apologized to state lawmakers for failing to cooperate with the audit.
I am sorry that we did it this way, but because it has created the wrong impression and detracted from the important fact that we accept the recommendations in the audit report.
Perhaps most notable among the recommendations is that the state legislature, not the Board of Regents, should control the budget of the president's office. Assembly Budget Chair Phil Ting agreed that the regents haven't kept a close enough watch on that spending.
I don't think we want to do your job. We all have other very busy jobs and various other issues to look at. But again, this is a very important institution, and our concern is that if you're not providing that oversight, then we are forced to provide that oversight.
Some lawmakers said that the millions uncovered by the audit should force the university to reverse the tuition hike it has approved for the next academic year. We're going to move now to Yosemite National Park, where the National Weather Service issued a flood warning last night for the Merced River. Flooding is expected every day for the rest of the week in low-lying areas. The heat wave has caused rapid snowmelt, which is causing the flooding. Jay Lund is the director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at UC Davis. He says all that water could have an impact on nearby infrastructure.
We will have some interesting problems, I think, down in the San Joaquin Valley in particular, where that river system is pretty full right now, and there's a lot of snowmelt coming off, and many of the reservoirs are already pretty full, so they're going to have to release a lot of it as it comes down.
Lund says people should be careful around water coming from the Sierra, as the cold temperatures could cause hypothermia. We're going to go now to Sacramento, where Janet Wynn has gone from backbench obscurity to media darling. The Orange County Republican state senator got a lot of attention when she was forcibly removed from the Senate floor earlier this year for criticizing the late state senator Tom Hayden. Of course, intense turn of events are nothing new in Wynn's life. And as part of her series on immigrant lawmakers, KQED politics and government reporter Katie Orr spoke to Wynn about her family history and how it shaped her career.
Janet Wynn was born in Saigon in 1976. Her father and uncle served in the South Vietnamese Army, helping the U.S. during the war. Her uncle, an officer, was executed a few days before Saigon fell to the communists in 1975. Faced with the prospect of being sent to a re-education camp, Wynn's family left Saigon and went to live in her grandmother's village until they could escape the country on a boat. Wynn's father and brother went first. She, her mom, and sister followed about a year later.
And by the time we got to Thailand, Thailand government was so full of refugees that they weren't taking in anymore. So when we got there, every time a boat came in, they drag our boat back out. So our only choices in reality is head back to Vietnam and die of starvation. We don't have enough food to get back there. Or if we do get back there, we'll be in prison or executed for treason because we escaped the country.
The group ended up swimming to shore in Thailand. Eventually, the family was reunited and sponsored as refugees by a California church group.
We arrived in America, in California, in 81. I was 5 years old, spoke no English. Of course, coming here as a refugee, we were very poor. We won welfare, food stamps.
The Wynns arrived as Ronald Reagan was putting his stamp on the Republican Party. The family, and many Vietnamese, saw him as the person who gave them refuge and took a strong stance against communism. Wynn worked hard and eventually found herself at UC Irvine in hopes of becoming a doctor. Her sophomore year, she took a politics class taught by the chair of the Orange County Board of Supervisors. She started volunteering in his office, which eventually led to a staff position, and Wynn changing her major to political science.
A year after I changed my major is when I told my parents. And what they said to me, and I won't forget it till this day, is that, wait a minute, we escaped the government. Now you're one of them. What I realized, though, is everything we do in our life is governed by government, whether we like it or not. I wanted to be there when laws were created for or against someone like me.
Nguyen went on to win election to the Garden Grove City Council, then the Orange County Board of Supervisors in 2007. In 2014, she was elected to the state Senate. Nguyen says people in her community require good-paying jobs and quality schools, but also help when they need it.
We talk about wanting to put more money into certain programs, which is right, and we should. Because I always tell my constituencies this, is that when you need me the most, the government, I will always be here for you. But when you're so done with me, hand it back to me, and I can help the next Janet Nguyen family.
Nguyen says she's now seeing more Vietnamese Americans get elected to office. And she says her parents eventually came to embrace her chosen profession.
My dad passed away at 5 in the morning the day I won my city council race. Before my dad passed away, he was almost in a coma. I went to him and I said, you know, I think we can do this. He can't say, his eyes were closed, but tears dropped.
Nguyen says she knows her father was proud of her. Now, on each of her election days, she makes a point to stop by the cemetery to visit her dad. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, accepting nominations now for the 2018 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvine.org.
70 years is less than the average U.S. lifespan, and so a baby who is born today could see a California coastline that's underwater in many places as they head into retirement. That's according to a new state commission study, which shows that the ocean level could rise 10 feet in 70 years along the California coast. You can find a link to that report on my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, May 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.